Hey, I think that's cool.
It's cool.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone out to city council meeting tonight, our March 23rd regular, 6:30 regular meeting. We'll start tonight. I'd ask Cameron Perry to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and Shane will give us the opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to be here this beautiful night as a council and citizens and friends and family, we're grateful for all the many blessings that thou hast given us and we live in this beautiful valley. We're grateful for the moisture which we've received, and please bless us with that which we need to fulfill our needs for this year. And we ask that please be with our leaders of this country and with and guide and direct and watch over them to make decisions that will help this country grow and prosper. We ask that please bless us with thy spirit here in this meeting, that we may make decisions, smart decisions, and be willing to work with one another on our differences, and that we may listen and accomplish the things here in this great community. We're grateful for thy guidance and for everything else given us, and we say in the name of Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We'll have a roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Mike?
Yep.
Russell?
Here.
Rondi?
Here.
And Sam?
Here.
Okay, next on the agenda is approved claim register dated 3/9 of 2021 to 3/19 of 2021 in the amount of $97,176.39.
Jane, was the CR window service, is that for over the new City Hall building?
And I believe they claimed lines here. They claimed lines in this building.
New sign up for the offices across the road, or
it's we're working on it. The windows, the front and back doors have signs on it, and the window to drive through.
Uh-huh.
Our power department is measuring today. They're doing work to get that up there.
It's there, but it's
there.
Was the question is the SD Meyer, remind me, is that the pool?
No, that's
That's our, the company that comes and does our oil tests.
Okay, okay. I was trying to remember what the, because it's got a critical pack. I couldn't remember what that was.
Yeah, this is the first year I had to do all.
All of it.
This, the old substation and the new substation was up and going, so we get started for out there, so.
So the refund for Fox EK. What's the story behind that?
She called me and said, I accidentally cut the dust cylinder in the wrong place when I sent my bill in and overpaid.
Oh, really?
$3,000.
Okay. So it was a mistake we made. It was a mistake she made.
We'd be happy to refund that.
Yeah, okay. They're done looking. We're ready.
I'll make a motion that we approve invoice register 39-2021 to 319-2021 in the amount of $97,176.39.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have the motion by Russell and seconded by Ronji to accept the claim register dated 3-9-2021 to 3-19-2021 in the dollar amount of $97,176.39. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ronji?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. First requisition from the fire department. requisition 3222021094 to Annixter.
That's the Annixter one.
One I had on top. So okay. For $16,547.95 for supplies. That's getting a very long lead time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we kind of talked a little about this last council meeting, so transformers right now, just your standard transformer, pan mount overhead, 30 to 32 weeks out. So we got together, Cameron and I, we thought about the projects that we have and that we're doing now and that's coming up, and so we wanted to at least get a jump on these transformers because they're getting snagged up pretty quick. Not only transformers right now, but actual, you know, hardware and stuff is starting to. And we know that wire prices is going up right now too. Copper just jumped. What is it?
Tripled.
It just tripled in like a day. And so, so we're trying to do what we can with the funds we have. So I was hoping maybe we can carry this and some of that next requisition over, maybe over into next year also, if we need to. I don't think we will, because I think we got it figured out now that we have the money coming from the connection fees and from our materials and supplies. To replenish our materials. It should, like a lot of these line extensions, it should just be a wash through.
Right, because they'll be used up, but you got to get them.
Yeah, so hopefully, I think we'll be okay to work it into our budget this year on both of these requisitions. But things is just getting way, way, way out of hand. So.
I make a motion to approve requisition number 3222021094. To Annixter, amount $16,545.95.
This one's to Kirby?
There's two of them.
There's one for Irby and one for Annixter.
No, I'm looking at two. One's for $9,365.
This one, right.
I thought we already approved that.
No, this is, oh.
This one will be in motion.
Okay.
I'm looking for all one. I thought we passed that.
So if you want to know where all that is, I can explain it to you. It's kind of, to Jeannie, I know it's all.
Well, second.
Shiny. She loved me for it.
We have the motion by Sam and seconded by Russell to approve requisition 32220210940 to Annixter for the dollar amount of $16,547.95. Roll call.
Justin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Russ.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, next requisition, 32220211030. For dollar amount of $13,035.50 to Ivy?
Irby.
Irby.
Yeah, just so you know, Irby's a company we're kind of going with. They're a little more on the line side of things. Codell and Irby. So Irby kind of took over that side of Codell, so.
What used to be called Codell, then?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're the same company, but they split where Irby's the utility side.
Yeah, the high voltage side where Codell's the low voltage, or the 120, 240.
So this one here is the same thing, material, wire. And you can see the lead times on some of those. You have 6 or 7 weeks, 30 weeks. So, and I think we'll be okay, because I think we...
You'll use it all the time.
We'll use it up. And then also, if we do run into a crunch, we got pretty good in with Arcane and Prolo and Lehigh and those guys that we, they usually keep a pretty good stock. So we could, if we'd like to have it, for instance, a big commercial customer come in that needs a big 500 KVA transformer or something like that, I'm sure we could call around to other utilities and work something out. So I'm not too worried about it, but I just wanted to make sure that we're covering our bases right now.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve requisition number 32220211030 to Irby for the amount of $13,035.50.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have the motion by Rondi and seconded by Kevin to accept requisition 32220211030 for the dollar amount of $13,035.50 to Irby. Roll call.
Justin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Russ.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
You have any questions here?
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Shane. Next on the agenda is the Citizen of the Month, and I would like Gary Stevenson to come up.
Come right out here in front. We'd like to recognize Gary Stevenson for all the many hours of work that he does. I got to say, when we started this Citizen of the Month, I had a number of people contact me saying, we got to nominate Gary, because they've seen him out cleaning the streets every morning. He's very faithful at it. He does a great job walking through our businesses, cleaning a little park out back here. He's cleaning it every morning. And in fact, last month I had some citizens call because they were just put out because he didn't get it last month. So I'd like to really recognize him. I say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Gary.
It was amazing how many people put him in.
Well, he's been doing it for years.
And it is true. We just get phone calls going, wait a minute, we nominated Jerry, why didn't he? They weren't going to let us get by without it.
No, they wasn't.
That's great.
Next, public participation. Ms. Mount Pleasant, come on up.
Hi.
Sorry, we forgot to put you on the agenda, so we're putting you in the public.
I was hoping that she told you guys, but...
She told me and I forgot to put it on.
My name's Kylena Akaola, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my platform, how I implemented it, and then some things I did around the community. So my platform is art therapy, the importance of art, telling people and stuff. This is like something that's personal to me because when I was a kid, I had a lot of anxiety and stress. Like just thinking about like doing this would have totally been out of my comfort zone. But I'm on the local drill team, and dancing has just been a really big passion of mine. And so I've used that to kind of like relieve stress and anxiety, and it's helped me a ton along with like music and imagery, which is pretty much just having a positive mindset. And so unfortunately COVID kind of like ruined some of my plans that I wanted to do, but I was still able to do honestly stuff that I think was more effective than if I had done my normal plans. So it worked out great for me. So I am actually a dance coach here at our local dance studio, and so I was able to implement that with my teaching. So I was able to, you know, like tell them, it doesn't have to be dance, but you can find what helps you to relieve stress and stuff. And it's honestly worked out better than just having a big kind of dance camp, because I can just use it with my teaching, and I've used it because I teach all types of ages, so it's been amazing. And like I said, I'm on the drill team, and one of our traditions is doing a kid camp for girls, and it's a 3-day dance camp, and then they go and perform at the football game. So it's really fun, and I was able to use my platform to get little girls around the community to do that, which is a lot of fun. I've also just helped with things around the community. Some of my favorites was the triathlon, which it was a really early morning, but I'm used to it because I'm on a drill team, but it was a lot of fun. Also, the lighting of Main Street, I wasn't like expecting to announce or anything, but it was out of my comfort zone, so it was good. That was a fun one. And along with all of the parades, I like parades, so that was a lot of fun. And I'm just really grateful that I have this opportunity and I was able to get out of my comfort zone, because this is not something that I could have saw myself doing years ago. So it's been a really great opportunity. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions anybody has for us?
Well, so this is all...
Sorry.
This is what you accomplished all last year then through all this COVID thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when are you done now? So
yeah, I actually think we're getting ready to do the next pageant here soon. So yeah, I'm excited for that.
She kind of got gypped though with the COVID.
Did a little gypped. Yeah.
No parades. No.
Gypped or got off easy. Let us know how much we appreciate you representing
us.
You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. I think she needs a big hand.
I do too. Thank you.
They represent school very well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Her drill team very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. 2 years, second place.
Yeah.
And then mine, they were first. Yeah, you were first. I got 2 granddaughters that danced with her, so I was to all of the
girls. You were everything, yeah. Yeah.
And so it was fun to watch them, boy. I mean, the work that they put in is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. A lot of work.
Yeah.
So, well, I encourage you, my other young ladies, to try out this year.
It's such a good experience.
Hopefully we can bring a lot of the old traditional stuff back this year, and that would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Next, Steve Johansson, information on the annexation.
How are you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Good.
Just wanted to continue our conversation we had a couple weeks ago as far as the annexation of our property. And first of all, is we talked about annexing that in, and we had concerns about it being an island, correct? So we've done some research, kind of shown what about the county. Greenland represents the city boundaries. The first page is, the second page is blown up a little bit more. The Greenland represents the city boundaries. The yellow, obviously, our lot, we're looking at developing, and the pink is that right away that Sam had found down there.
Steve, do you have an extra bill?
What's that?
Do you have an extra?
I do.
Oh, Greenland city limits.
Yes.
Thank you.
So it's recorded that the county has a city right away. So is this through the county, you said?
Yes, we go.
So it is recorded through the county and has a city right away.
How wide is that?
66 feet.
66 feet, right?
That's what I said.
Wow. So pink strip is 66 feet.
It is, really?
Yes. No, it's, they're built on everything else, but it's actually recorded 66 feet wide.
Yeah, there's a couple buildings on it.
There is a lot. That's what I say there. I know there's some buildings on there, so I don't know. That'd be a, not sure how to deal with that, but.
Are they like permanent structures?
Well.
Sheds.
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 Yeah.
Not true.
They're not houses, but they are some bigger sized sheds.
As you can see, we are adjacent to the city, so we're not outside of city limits at all.
Right.
And I talked with Bruce Larson about the piece that he has. I talked to him last night, and he's interested in getting annexed in too, so.
He's actually on.
On Zoom?
I'd sure clean it up.
It would.
He would.
I know he's asked me to give him some pros and cons of trying to figure that out for him.
Is that, oh, he's got that little corner piece right there?
Yes.
So with that in mind on this new right away, would your thought be now to connect to that right away?
Yes, that's the next part of it. We've decided, we had concerns with the cul-de-sac in there.
Right.
Eliminate cul-de-sac, amend our design to a 50-foot road to meet the city standards, and then take that straight through to the right away. I've got a drawing here if you care to see it or not. Just got it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Sure. Okay.
That'll take care of the cul-de-sac issue.
That'd be a lot better.
Not one for me.
Sorry.
Sorry, I got to fill in my file. Thank you.
I got doubled up.
Well, there's your extra.
I do think that's what I would. There's an extra one.
You need yours.
I think you gave the last one to Jeannie.
Did it ever, you know, I was just going to look, did it show anything on the width of the county road there?
Yes, 66 feet wide.
On the county one going down too, so it's 66 too.
So me and Coulter went and measured that the other night, and it's only 50 feet if you measure, well, give or take. It fluctuates quite a bit on between fence to fence.
But they're right away, 66.
It is 66 feet.
But the.
Recorded. Yeah, of course, you know.
It fluctuates with that fence line quite a bit.
The upper part is actually close to 66.
Right.
When you get down there ways, it narrows right up, but it still is.
66-foot road driveway.
I feel a lot better about that, by all means.
Yeah.
So it matches what we have here in the city.
Yeah. For the most part, I mean, there's 99 in the city, but.
Well, I think that road right there is actually 66 feet too recorded to the city.
To the city.
From Fifth West going west.
A lot of trees and stuff that makes it look a lot narrower than what it is, though.
Yeah.
Lot of trees.
I like that myself. That'll be nice. That right away, I guess. How wide's that? How wide's that right?
66 feet.
66?
Okay.
Yeah. And then the county road is 66 too?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's the only right of way on Fifth West. It goes from Fifth to Seventh, right? According to this map, it doesn't go up quite that far.
No, not quite. And it only, as far as I know, it only goes behind there.
Yeah.
And it dead ends. Right. It's a dead end.
Yep,
right away.
Dead end.
What did they ever establish that? Does anybody know?
That's where
I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
My guess is there were some pieces of land back there that was like landlocked,
that,
so they established a right of way.
That's what I was kind of going to say myself, but that'd be my guess, but I don't know. That's a speculation.
I bet it's those two narrow, skinny pieces originally. Mm-hmm.
So then, it looks like right in the middle of old James Shorts and old Jim's.
Yep. So I'm guessing, reality, what you're looking for is just to...
Okay.
Kind of help move forward with the want to annex it?
Yeah.
So do we do the road in the right way?
No. No, we all did that.
I think it is that the city has decided that they're willing to sponsor them and continue on with the annexation, correct?
Yes.
Well, my opinion, and with everything being the roads in the right of way there, I don't see a reason why we wouldn't, but that's my
point. Looks like an awful nice subdivision to me, Steve.
Hopefully it will be.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be.
Well, now, there were some other issues. Is to measure from lot line to lot line.
So what are you proposing for, what are you proposing to do for the road?
As far as width or
width and, sidewalks or pavement?
That's something we're in the preliminary stage right now we want to look at, which is why we get annexed and then move forward with that. Get some drawn up and kind of talk to the city about what they would like.
So you kind of just want to make sure it's even feasible to annex first.
Take an annex and first and start anything else. So.
And then you can start looking at more of the details of how the layout's going to be.
And that's where we have not gone through the city standards completely yet to see what's required in there other than just 50 foot and 24 foot of surface.
Yeah.
Hard surface.
Well, yeah.
They may look at doing some a little bit more than that.
Yeah, there's the. Then our code has all the improvements, but that's, I think, what you're saying is that that'll come later. But I think first things first, the annexation, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. There were a couple other issues brought up last time we met, too, and one was the chance of these lots could be subdivided, if you want to call that, or broken up into smaller lots. And my thinking on that is if you name the subdivision, then put it in the planning and zoning that this particular subdivision, these lots have to remain as is. They cannot be divided. I don't know if that's a way through it.
But I don't know if you can subdivide a subdivision lot.
Well, you're allowed to go quarter acre lot.
You can amend a subdivision plot.
Right.
Subdivide is probably the wrong word to use.
Again, though, with the road going through like it is, it's not. I don't feel like it's as big an issue as it was before with the cul-de-sac that we were limited to. One way in, one way out.
Right.
So if they split those lots, then we doubled our traffic, we doubled our concern. With the round, to clear through, it makes a big difference.
I'd still like to see them maintain that. I don't know. I think if Steve's wanting to see one-acre lots, there surely is a way that that could be worded.
It is. There is.
That's what we want to do. Yeah. Try and find a way to get that worded so they can't come in there and do that.
I just think it's one way to preserve our rural environment.
One way.
I just think it's a way to preserve our rural environment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, your plan here isn't for high density housing.
No,
so,
no, it's not.
And you did bump the road from 30 to 50 feet.
Well, actually found in code, just found that last time, what the code showed. So we bumped
what's
that?
That?
The code that you found that, shows the roads at 50
feet. Yeah, I just looked at it local, and
Local and secondary are calling up for 50 feet.
Yeah, I've got it right here if you want.
Ranger rolls are 99.
And if it's kept 1 acre lot, you're going to have some very nice homes in there too.
We've got copies of code, you want to look at it a little bit, of course, but.
Well, I would really hope that you were saying.
We're not exactly sure what that's going to be zoned to be, though.
Residential agriculture.
It would be RA, residential agriculture. Especially with that size of lot you'd want to.
Well, that's what I mean, doesn't, can't we control some of those lot sizes which is zoning?
No, because our city code says it.
City code.
Yeah, so what we'd have to do is we'd have.
10,000 square feet.
We'd have to name that subdivision and then we'd have to put the stipulations on that subdivision, that the lots have to stay at a certain size.
As sold as is.
Yeah, or sold as is, something that was what we'd have to do with that subdivision.
So when you bring that, when you annex it in, is when you zone it?
Yes.
Just because living on that side of Southwest where I live, I know it's like commercial modified.
It's, there's a whole bunch of stuff over there, so.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Can we change buying zoning while you're at it?
We need to really look at that Southwest zone.
It really actually should be looked at. Well, I'll make a motion that we work on proceeding to annex it. I mean, everything we've got, he's added it to what we've asked him, I mean, reality.
Yeah.
Do you think? I guess we could do the Larson plot separately, but.
I think it might be included. If he's online, if he's in favor.
We can just do it on one plot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest thing would be just naming the subdivision to where we wouldn't include Larson's as part of the subdivision, so that the lots could be different.
Well, they're separate spot anyway, subdivision.
Yeah, yep.
So who's, doesn't it require like a survey and a plot for the annexation?
I'm sure it would.
I can't remember all the requirements, I know we got out of the public hearings.
We've got it out there, but I haven't read through that far yet.
Yeah.
I know there's an annexation plot required, and I'm sure the boundary survey.
Yes, I'm sure there's got to be something.
So I guess I'm just wondering if we could include Bruce in that, I guess I'll have to work out between how to, who pays for the survey and the plot, but maybe that's a minor thing, I don't know. That's something you guys have worked out.
It's got to be done anyway, so.
Basically Bruce's would be surveyed, because you're going to go around him on.
It'd be surveyed with except one corner.
One corner, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's like that would be basically be covered anyway, so.
But it would still all have to be inclusive in annexation.
Right.
What about the road? Would that continue to be a county road or?
Only where it was outside of the annexation.
So we'd probably have to annex it down to.
Just that section into where we're trying to go into the subdivision.
Yep.
But that would be, so that would be included in the annexation, the road?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Yep.
Well, there probably going to have to be some modifications to the road too. And there'll have to be modifications to the road entering, going north and south.
Correct.
The right of way?
Just has to be back and reclaimed, what's actually there.
And improved.
Yeah. Yep.
But those are all discussions that we can have later.
Yep.
Yep. You made a motion, I'll second it.
Okay.
That's good for me.
The motion by Sam and seconded by Russell to move forward the annexation to the Johansson property. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Thanks, Steve. Information, Steve. Thank you for providing all this information.
My pleasure.
I'll do the research.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Thanks. Get this over here so I don't get mixed up. Discussion, action on the power rate increase that we talked, had the public information on earlier.
We just need to accept the...
I don't want to get any much more of this.
That's what I was going to say, we kind of... Actually, I would think other... This only thing would be that little correction in it, but...
Yeah.
Page three, but... Fair enough.
Need a motion?
Yep.
I make a motion that we approve the...
I guess it's a... I guess we ought to call it the official resolution here. I guess we ought to do it the right ways.
I was just looking.
Yeah, it's a Mount Pleasant City Resolution 2021-02, Resolution amending the resolution of the 2018-2, Resolution establishing electrical power rates.
Sounds good.
Yeah, what Mayor said.
Yeah.
I will make a motion regarding the power rate increase, Resolution Number Mount Pleasant City Resolution 2021-02, a resolution amending the Resolution 2018-02, a resolution establishing electric power rates.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have first by Kevin and seconded by Rondi to accept the Mount Pleasant City Resolution 2021-02, a resolution amending the resolution of 2018-2, the resolution establishing electrical power rates. Roll call.
Justin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Do you need the councilman to sign the, who made the resolution and then seconded on this?
I will fill that in.
Okay. I think they have to sign it.
The resolution, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably want to correct that before signing it, right?
I do, because I made that commentary bigger signature, so I can bring that to the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, because the correction's on the page that we signed.
Yeah, the one thing that we do need to make, that this resolution does take effect the first day of April 2021. That's in the resolution for those that's in the audience that wasn't talked about in the information, so.
So now it will show up on their bill in May.
In May, right.
Start billing.
April 1?
Starts April 1.
April Fool's Day, that's April Fool's Day.
Okay. Next item is, Rondi asked to have an irrigation water discussion. So go ahead, Rondi, you can lead that off. Yes, you do.
So it's no secret that, you know, last summer and fall was probably the driest I've ever seen it. I mean, the numbers might say different a little bit, but I don't remember ever seeing a summer and fall that dry, followed by below average winter. Right now, the state's, or the county of San Pete's categorized in extreme drought. Our snowpack levels are 77% of normal. And that's just because I think of this recent, we really got bailed out this spring. November, December, and January were as bad as I've seen it. I mean, luckily we started seeing some decent snow in February and continuing into March, but so what I'm seeing is that we're going to have a water challenge this year in our community. I don't think, you know, we're going to see any major changes in the weather. It's possible, but according to these charts and numbers I'm seeing, I think it's time to be proactive about how we're going to approach the water challenge we're going to have this year. We don't want a repeat of what happened last year, I think. So I'm suggesting that we come up with a plan. I think the biggest issue is probably enforcement. In my opinion, the folks I talk to around town just don't feel like there's any enforcement.
I think, so we have a watering schedule. From what I understand, we're going to start out our water this year with the watering schedule.
So one catch to that is if we by chance see high water.
It's already coming down.
Yeah.
Starts coming down fast.
We want to use what's coming.
Right, you don't want to let it go down. You don't need to use what's coming, but.
I think the important thing is with this water is PR. You got to get the word out to people, get in the paper and let them know what we're faced with, you know, what we're trying to do as a city. And I think people will comply later on, yep. When the high water's gone, we have to adjust. They have to understand that it's been adjusted.
Well, we might not see high water this year. Depending on how the weather goes, we might not see any high water.
Yeah, you might not.
And the soil conditions, a lot of it's going to just absorb it in the ground, really.
I think Bull's right, though. A good strong campaign goes a long way, because you could post something like this in the paper showing the circumstances that we're in. The governor's already declared a state of emergency for drought, and that's just education, and hopefully people will allow that to influence some of the things that they do.
It's really hard to believe, but a lot of people, they don't even think about it.
No.
They really don't think about the water situation and everything. All they know is the grass is going brown.
They turn on their tap and their water there.
Yeah. Well, like culinary water. We just about run out of culinary water. What did we find? Four or five hoses laying on, just in a quick look, we found four or five hoses laying on the lawn, culinary water open, running out on the lawn. I mean, you know, it's things like that and I think something like this, the paper,
I think that's a good start, but I do also agree that if we put all this in the paper, then there needs to be enforcement. Because we've done our part to educate, and then if they've been educated, and then if they don't fall through, then it becomes not necessarily an education problem, but a...
Maybe along with this, we need to come up with some fines.
And there is fines in place. Everything's been put in place years ago, and they're pretty steep. So they're deterrent. They're there for people that are completely
fine. Put them in with it. Yeah. Tell them this is what it will be, and we will enforce it. And just go that way, because we're doing some other things tonight that we gotta, fines and stuff. In order to clean up some of the things that's going on in this city. It's just got to be done.
Well, when I asked myself the question, if the law enforcement didn't enforce the speed limit, how many people would obey the speed limit? I think about half and half, probably. I think the same situation with our water use here in town. Without the enforcement, there's, probably half that follow the schedule and half that don't. But it's unfair to those that do follow the schedule, because that enforces us into tighter restrictions. If we could get people to just follow the schedule, we'd have them be able to stay on a three-day-a-week schedule instead of having to...
Well, and getting the knowledge out there shouldn't be that hard. Because even like what I was doing, we can go put flyers at Terrell's, doesn't care if we put them out there, and Maverick and all the convenience stores where a lot of people go, you can put them on flyers in their windows and that, and so people see them. Those are easy things to get out in public, like on your restrictions and different things like that, that a lot of people go. There's a lot of people that go shopping around here and go to get gas. You gotta go gas at either one of these gas stations. So to go out and hand the flyer out and have them post up on there is
was to set with the city bill.
Tape them to the side of all the post office boxes.
They kind of freak out about that.
Yeah, you could send it right out. You could send it right out with that.
Well, and
are they aware of what the fines are, Sam? Does anybody really know what the fines are?
We've sent them out a few different times.
They probably had years ago, and we changed the fines because it was originally just a resolution, so we had to actually created an ordinance on it, so it's now an ordinance, because you can't fine or do a citation on a resolution.
It's not law.
Yeah.
Be nice if we had the new system, and then you could just go up and take the bottle wrench and shut her off. Yeah, if they had some way to do that, you know, then that makes a statement right there.
Well, the problem is with any new development now, it kind of compounds the problem, because in most cases, they're going to be using culinary for indoor and outdoor watering, and so it puts more taxes on our culinary system, even more than it is right now, so. It's just an uphill battle to try to create enough, you can't create more water than what's coming down the canyon anyway. That's no.
What's there? The consensus I get a lot when you pull up and you talk to somebody and say, hey, we're on water restrictions, you know, you need to abide and follow the rules. They'll look at it and they'll tell you, I pay for this, I'll do whatever I want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, there's a lack of enforcement.
Then they're the ones that need to get the fine.
And it's tough to enforce, because people program their sprinkler systems, come on 2 in the morning, around 3 in the morning every night. How do you monitor that? That's a big issue. How do we go about enforcing the watering schedule?
I think that's why we've had this on your honor system in this community for...
Well, and we did do, because the problem is, here's the other problem, is why we went with people with sprinkler systems at certain ones, because no matter what, they can't water only certain times due to the fact of the pipe sizing of what they're at the end of the line. And if everybody else water, they have no water. They can't water.
That's true.
And so it ain't fair to them to say, well, it doesn't matter. You're going to get this restriction, and this is what you're going to fall. Because no matter what we do in that sense, if we don't give them some kind of an exception to water at a different time, they won't ever get water.
And you do have quite a few.
There's quite a few.
People come in and fill out an exception letter, and we have it on file for the whole time that this person came in, got permission to water at a different time.
And they do
have citizens that will.
I was told last year that wasn't an option.
Well, I was told that too. We had a lot of people that were complaining about
that. We didn't allow it other than they could switch to a different day of the week. So it was like the 2 days a week. When we got down to 1 day a week, because all their neighborhood was watered and they didn't have any water pressure, we was letting them water on the other day.
But not during the outside hours.
Not outside the hours.
The problem, I think, last year is the system was shut off when they were on those days.
Right.
So we couldn't water anyway.
Once those days were met, we shut it off because we had too much water use going during the non-use out time.
Right. So water's not an easy fix, by any means.
No.
Especially when you're in shortage.
If we could tighten up the compliance, I think, you know, that means more water for everybody, really. But that's the challenge, I think.
That and getting it out there and getting everybody aware of it is a good start on our end. Making sure everybody is aware of it and that there will be an enforcement behind it. I think that's just a big key, and then fall through. I mean, really.
I don't think any of us want to see a repeat, you know, of last year, and that's the road we're heading down with our climate. That was horrendous.
The biggest thing is you may see it, depending on what it does, there may be a point where people have to let part of their lawns or their lawns die and just try to save their trees and where their investments are. I mean, most of the time, like, lawns will come back in the following year, but trees don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that situation. I got a 1:30 in the morning text about that lawn, about planted 25 trees when he moved in down here, and he can't even water them. They're dying on him. So I went and talked to him. I said, I don't know what to tell you. We can't make water.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to make water, I guess, because we do have this treatment plant and well in the pipeline, but it's not going to be...
Not this year.
Well, to use that this summer, you know.
Yeah, but we had the water we had, and that's...
What's coming down the ditch, yeah.
They complain about the sand in the system by the time they get the filters cleaned and get the water turned on, the water turns over.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think we've said this before, that we probably need to start looking at some other methods to provide secondary water, because relying on anything coming out of the canyon, Catalinas is to do that. And also some agricultural wells and things like that on the bottom end, and put them in your system with the BFD or something that can supplement.
We got the well out of City Park, right? We got the well out of City Park, don't we?
Yeah.
From the cemetery.
What would it take to get to that?
We don't do a whole lot.
It's not a lot of water, doesn't produce.
Nothing in it, huh?
It's only 70 gallons a minute. But we know, that's a discussion for another day. I'm just saying, the more we grow and the continue, and the dry climate that we're in, the patterns we run, they're just, like you said, we can't make more water.
Yeah, let's just start out with PR. Let's go a little bit public relations and get it in the newsletter. With the power bills and tell them what we're faced with, give them some percentages and some stats like you have, and hope they read them and say, hey, this is serious, we gotta try to do a better job.
Yeah, and there's a, you know, in the code, it says you have to be given a written or verbal notice, a warning before you go to citation. Can that, the document and newsletter count as your written verbal notice?
Because
some people wait till they have a city official come to tell them.
If it's mailed in their city bill, yes, that can. But the problem with that is it doesn't catch, you're only mailing that once a month, and a lot of times your restrictions change before that.
Change so quick. Because they think, well, I'll just wait till I get warned and then I'll.
Yeah.
So, and they also will argue that that's not enough.
But it ain't.
We tried that one.
But it wouldn't be hard to come up with a paper that somebody goes out and has them sign and say, hey, this is your verbal warning, you sign it. And if they refuse, then if an officer doing it, then obviously they're there that they can witness it and refuse them to sign. But, you know, there's ways around that, I think.
So what Coulter's done in the past is if he hands them a notice showing that their sprinklers are on and it's changed, he hands them the notice and says, this is your warning.
Well, and as far as that goes, you can put it on their door, and we'd rather take a picture of it with them.
Yep.
I mean, that shows that you're out there doing something.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so let's put it in the paper and move forward with it.
Huh? What do you think? I'm just listening.
Put it in the paper.
Let's just say I'm hoping for lots of rain this spring.
Yes.
Yes and no. There's a disadvantage to lots of rain this spring, which means it'll bring up our grass, which creates bigger hazard for fire. So it's a double-edged sword.
Yep.
Well,
we want it higher up. We want lots of water higher up.
We need it throughout the summer this year for a change. That's what we need.
And you know, maybe we need to revisit how we enforce the off hours.
Yeah.
Because that's a big challenge. That's the deficit that I see. Is how do you enforce people watering in the middle of the night?
And the trouble you run into shutting it off and on and off and on, and blowing lines up and everything, right, Coulter?
Yeah, they get pressure surges.
It's hard on the system. Hard. So we'll move forward that way then. Let's move forward to PR and putting it in papers and trying to do things that way.
And just showing that we're going to start out with the schedule, I think that's about the best we can do.
Okay.
All right, next item on the agenda is the ordinance 2021-01, City Right-of-Way Ordinance. We did make some changes to this, so I don't know if we've had time to read through it. Anything you want to see change, because Gene was working on this right up to the last minute, trying to get things from Kevin and everything else.
Which one you on, Mayor?
The city ordinance of the right-of-way.
The right-of-way.
Well, I think
this is the one here that's going to take some enforcement.
I think we kind of beat this one up quite a bit, too.
Yeah.
So we went from 10 to 25 a day.
Yes.
timing is good because we've got circumstance like with this annexation and everything else. I mean, it was in place before, but nobody's enforced it, so.
We come to the realization when we started looking at it, we couldn't enforce it. We could have, again, it was a code, it wasn't an ordinance type deal, so a lot of things wasn't spelled out.
Yeah, in order to actually write, you gotta have an actual city law, which is an ordinance.
And this can't take effect until 90 days after this is actually approved, adopted.
It's more actually be June 21st. So it's turned out that they have to post it in three public places for the public.
So they still have to have a public hearing on it?
Nope.
It's done after that?
Did we have a public hearing on this?
I thought we.
We did.
We did, I'm pretty sure we did.
On the right of way?
Nobody came.
Nobody showed up.
You might have been out of town.
Yeah. We had nobody show up.
Did we have? I just wanted.
We didn't have to, but we done it just to kind of get public input.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because we're not changing the code.
Well, I'll make a motion to, I guess, adopt is the best way to word it.
Yep.
City of Mount Pleasant ordinance number 2021-301. An ordinance concerning use of municipal roads, right-of-ways, deliberating excavation, disbursement, structures within right-of-way provided pathways for violation.
I'll second that motion made by Sam to adopt that ordinance.
Okay, the motion by Sam, seconded by Rondi to adopt the City of Mount Pleasant ordinance number 2021-01, the ordinance concerning use of multiple roads and right-of-ways, regulation, excavation, and encroachments and structures within right-of-way, providing penalties for the violation. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Next on the agenda is the ordinance 2021. I think we got these numbered the same.
No, it's O2.
O2.
First one was one.
Okay, R1, O2. No, I was thinking on the power resolution, it's O2 also.
That's a resolution.
That's a resolution.
Okay, you're right, sorry. Got you. All right, the city ordinance number 2021-02, an ordinance adopting impact fees and impact fee analysis and impact analysis for the culinary water, establishing current policies relating to the impact fee development activity and related matters.
We kicked this one around a lot too, so I don't know if you.
So again, this is one that takes 90 days before we can actually start charging for it.
So it would be till June?
June 21st, the same date.
So we need to decide on an amount.
Huh?
We need to decide on an amount tonight.
We went with.
I thought we were.
$5,800, right.
Okay, so we're for the amount.
So we've already agreed on that.
Yeah, that's, I think, like I say, I think it's all in here.
Okay.
And it is.
Yep, it's all been, the study's all been done.
Yeah.
So attached is that study and everything else and.
Yeah, this is where I think we done a very good job of discussing and going over.
Well, the night of the public hearing, we had Devin. Didn't Devin show up?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All the amounts aren't in the resolution, or in the ordinance, are they? The study is it referring to the study?
Well, so exhibit A right here, which I'm assuming that that's what this study is, exhibit A.
Attached, okay.
But I don't know if we need to set those or just what was recommended in.
We did go down just a little bit because it was recommended 5128, I think.
5821, 77.
Was in the study and we just went to 58. So I guess we would have to word that.
Yeah, I don't have to be in the ordinance, but it needs to be in the motion probably.
Yeah.
Set the total culinary impact fee of $58,2177. We're just going to go $58,21, right?
We're just going to go $5,800.
Just $5,800.
Yeah, just a flat $5,800. We could go up to $58,2177.
I could do the 58 flat fee and just mention it, but just to add it in the wording, I guess, in the...
In the motion?
In the motion. Somebody else wants to make that, right?
I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance number 2021-02, an ordinance adopting the impact fee plans and impact fee analysts for the culinary water establishing certain policies related to the impact fees, development activities and related matters, with the impact fee being in the amount of $5,800.
I'll second it.
Yeah. Russell making the motion and seconded by Sam to adopt the City of Mount Pleasant ordinance number 2021-02 for adopting the, an ordinance adopting the impact fee plans and impact fees analysis and culinary water establishment certain policies relating to the impact fees, development activities and related matters, and the impact fee being at $5,800. Roll call.
I just wonder if that ought to be what on item number 3 where we have to input that dollar amount.
We can probably make the motion with that. With that
change.
Yeah.
To put the dollar amount in that.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A. Well, the Exhibit A is the whole book that Sunrise has done for us. That we decided on.
Right.
The dollar amount of $5,800.
Right. However, that needs to be worded, I know. Well, in the next line, culinary water impact fee and pulse for showing through the da da da. I think it could be, let's see, it could be included in that paragraph 4. The amount.
So we'll adopt it with making the pulse or putting the dollar amount.
When you say in 4, you're talking about one title, culinary water impact fee and plus, Kevin?
Right. Yes. Okay. I'll put the dollar amount just there at $5,800, and then we can go on with the rest of the wording.
Okay.
Okay, roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Cole?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Next item, fire department.
We're kind of touching on the drought. So fire prediction for the season is kind of predicted normal due to the lack of lower vegetation. If we don't get a lot of the rains and stuff for the spring, which they're not predicting a whole lot. However, they are predicting if we have fires, it's going to be higher elevation, heavier fires due to the fact of lack of moisture. We was able to get this other company in to give us a bid on the other truck, so they are able to get us this truck on that size. So they're working on that right now as well. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet for the most part here, so a couple things, but so we'll see what the fire season brings, but that's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Day to day. Well, it depends on the moisture and what we get.
Okay, next, Public Works.
Sorry, I didn't wait. I don't recognize you in that truck today.
Who is that? I like to fly under the radar a little bit.
Getting ready to start up irrigation. We'll start working on that next week. Get our drain valves closed and getting ready to start up. We'll start filling the week of the 5th. So hopefully we'll have it out to the one by the 15th. See how many breaks we have. JC, I was able to complete that sewer extension up there on Second North. Everything looks good there.
I noticed they're harvesting a few rocks up there.
So thanks to them for getting on that so quick and getting.
Where's that at?
Top of Second North.
Mark Beck.
What else we got going? We started patching potholes today. There's a few of those floating. We'll continue working on that amongst everything else. I've really pushed hard on getting all of our meters replaced. We've in our last 100 that were hard to find. So that is our focus until irrigation comes on, is finding those last 100 meters and getting everything reading again.
What do you mean finding them?
Homeowners burying in their driveways and different things like that. And we have to actually go out and metal detect them and dig them up and unbury them. So.
Something's in some planter box, this.
I'm trying to make some disease spots. It's a pretty good time.
In the barn.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put them there at one point in time, right? And that's where we probably put them.
Yeah. And then they just get buried with gravel or old base, or people put flower gardens over them, and rocks and trees and cars and everything you can think of.
Right, please.
Yeah,
probably a lot of them under cars.
Yeah, there's a few of those around.
That's pretty much what we got going on for the next little bit. So it's wrapping up to be our busy time, so here we go. I took all the snow plows off, so it's probably going to snow real good tonight. So you're welcome.
Thanks, Golden. Shane. You got anything else, Shane, for the fire department?
We're working on Wayne Watson's subdivision up there. I think Paul got it all dug in today, and so we're going to start setting transformers and all that stuff and up there. So that's a big project that we're working on.
Is that all underground or overhead?
It's all underground. Okay.
Are they drilling their own well, Ben? Big well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got the new water line ground and all that stuff. So
is this on the 9th South?
No, all this is quite a power plant.
Power plant.
Oh.
Right above Martha Marsh.
Yeah.
He came in, if you remember, he was one that tied that subdivision off the water line up there. So.
Yeah, they drilled their own well.
Turned it down.
Yeah, 500 feet down.
Well, the next week he caught the whole, tried to burn the whole house.
I think his well is sitting four. Well, the 400,
they're at 490, but it goes to 590.
Yeah, he can go clear on 590.
How much water?
Said they pretty, from what he's telling me, Ralph said, I talked to Ralph, and he said they pretty hit a pretty good aquifer right there.
It is right there over the creek, though, or under the creek. Pretty close, right?
No, it's quite a ways off the creek.
Is it up the creek?
Yeah.
How far, you know? Kind of soft the subject, I know, sir.
Probably like 400 feet. Something like that.
How big is the water lines they ran up there?
2 inch.
2 inch.
They stuck it into each log.
Each log.
Yeah. I don't know how they're gonna. I don't know how it's all gonna work, but they got it all laid out. So. But yeah, we just finished up with plain power out today, so we got to finish across the bridge, figure out how to strap it to the bridge, and all that stuff. But yeah, that's something we're working on. We got the. Trying to get with the Cooper, Bob with Cooper, to come down so we can get these regulators and reclosers programmed. Because my plan is right after billing, I would like to, after this month's billing, I would like to see if we can get that, start phasing that new substation in. And because we have that substation transformer coming in May, the end of May. And so we want to have everything ready so we can throw all the load over onto that new substation and isolate this substation, and so we can just knock it all out at once. So.
Wonder how they're doing that with that pump. Has he got a backup on that pump, like a generator or anything? Or as well? Does he have, did he have to sell them lots to everybody, or is he making that? So are they individually run with one pump?
Yeah, it's a 5-horsepower three-phase pump.
To feed all 5 lots at once?
They gotta be, they gotta be running up, changing the three-phase and... Because they, originally I thought it was like a 50-horsepower pump, single-phase.
I'm just curious how that works in a subdivision, because in a city...
Public, so if it goes down, all the water, it'll be out then.
They don't have water, so...
City system, you have to maintain water. It works well with that.
Curious how that works.
Yeah, I don't know how. The county, he told me the county only made him to, he had to stub the lines into the lots and that's it.
That's different.
So I don't know, but...
County man will just make sure you have a water right for all your lots, I think a .5 acre feet or something.
Yeah, they're pretty good sized lots, what are they, like?
Five extra lots, at least, yeah.
I think it has to be 5, well, I don't know, in some degree, around county, if they change that, did they?
I think only minimum of 5 acres.
So we got that, we had some issues with our metering today, I think we got it all worked out. Office was, Mary Lee was kind of in a panic. But I think we got it all worked out, so hopefully we can start. Cameron passed his,
Fiberglass.
He's a certified fiber splicer now. So that was good. So we're gonna look at giving him a little bit of an increase.
Yeah. Heck yeah, that was a big job, man.
So, we're gonna look in, with the situation we're in now, we're looking at maybe hiring some summer help at least. Trying to do something to at least to help us get by. We're backed up quite a bit. A lot of line extensions going on. I don't know how many estimates Cameron's done in the last, week or so, but I bet it's up to, 8 to 12 estimates.
Well, people come in and pay him right off because we used to have a 90-day.
Yeah, we used to have a 90-day.
90-day, and we shortened that down because our prices change almost weekly now, so.
Yeah. So we're working on that, and then just trying to stay afloat. And so we're excited for that, to get that, that substation. We got the regulators here. We're working on getting the stands made for the regulators and all that, and we're gonna start digging that up and pulling that pad. And I still don't know what to do with that old transformer. The prices keep going up the way they are, and might get quite a bit out of it just for scrap. So, but they did do, SD Meyer did do an oil test on it, and we got an email back saying that we needed to shut that transformer down immediately. And I'm like, it's already down. So they were pretty grateful for that, because the oil test came out pretty bad. There's definitely something that happened on the inside of that transformer where it short-circuited and caused some issues. So maybe the LTCs, we can pull that out and salvage that and sell it. We're still trying to look at all of our options there. So trying to keep the office happy, we'll get the sign up for him.
We're gonna be always happy.
You guys are. That's all I got.
Okay, thanks, Shane.
Hey, Mayor, just one more. Dave and Austin both passed their water test, too.
That's good.
And Public Works is also looking to hire some summer help. He just put some out of the paper.
Some lawn mowers. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, council reports. Justin.
I don't have a lot. We did, between Lot 9 and Dave, we did end up getting that application for outdoor rec submitted for the additional stalls and RV hookups down there. So we'll see where that goes. probably won't know till July or something like that on that, I would guess. And then I did talk to Susan Zarecrazy at State Parks, told her we were planning on submitting an application to the Landwater Conservation Fund for some restroom facilities. She said that if you can include some other things in there, that will probably make your strong application, because if you're going up against another application that has a park or something, you're probably not going to, you know, you're probably
score as high.
Score as high or, as they are. So, and a lot of it depends on, you know, how many applications they get, how much money. The last few years, they've always had money left over. So, I think, I don't know if there's anything else we want to try to include in that or not, but as it stands right now, I'm just going to put it in for the restrooms.
Put in the playground equipment and that stuff?
We could. Or some pavilions or whatever. It's just, but we've got pavilions, maybe some picnic tables, anything we can do to put in there. Besides just a restroom, I'll probably.
We definitely need picnic tables.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we tie the picnic tables and the sprinkler system in on that too?
Probably, yeah. We'll have to figure out, try to nail down a rough budget number of what it's going to cost.
Okay, Mountain Land was supposed to have some numbers back on redoing that whole sprinkler system. So I'll hit them up tomorrow and see where they're at on that.
So I need to have that in May 1st, so we got a little bit of time still, but.
I'll wait till April 31st.
Yeah. But please don't. I don't want to wait till next year.
I think anything that would conserve water would be attractive to it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So if we.
I'd say the picnic tables and playground equipment and sprinkling system would be, they're all equal in needs.
Yeah. And then we'll just have to figure out where the match is going to come from. If we want to try to fund some of that through the cemetery with the restroom, but we haven't had those discussions really in detail yet, but we'll have to figure out that too. But I look at the south end of town, we've got the Contoy Arena, we've got the park, we've got the, you know, the train car thing. And as far as recreation goes, I think we have a lot of things that set ourselves apart from, in a unique way, from other communities. We've got a lot of open space. We've got access to Skyline Drive. We're kind of centrally located for these, for Maple Canyon and some of these other recreating places. And I really think we ought to try to capitalize on that, bring people into town, let them recreate here, spend their money, and then they go back to the Wasatch Front. I think with some of the trails that we've put in and other things that we're looking at, I think that we could probably capture some of that market in our community. So it takes a lot of money to do it, though, is the problem.
Yes, it does.
But there's grants out there, and we'll just keep looking at that and doing what we can.
We were looking up some dog dew containers today, too.
Some what?
For around the trail, you know, they've got
the little dog around the trail.
There's a garbage can, but it's also got the plastic bags so that they can clean up after they're done.
Probably more expensive than I thought.
They're a little more expensive than you'd think.
Yeah, it would be a good idea to put out there.
Wouldn't it be nice to have out there, though?
We need to get that decision on the trail with the arts, and I know the library wanted to put some deals out around the trail to read those books, because we've had such a good response from that this year, and I know the Arts Council wants to do some things around it. We need to really get everybody together on that.
Come, I think we might want to start looking at, I don't know how to go about it, but maybe even some sort of committee that looks at the recreation and,
yeah,
you know, maybe try to create a concept master plan of everything we got that's already here and how we can
improve it.
Yeah, make
could you implement your RAP committee
for the same thing?
You could, I guess, in a sense.
Well, I think that was part of it, was that we had with establish a committee to determine what was the priority move.
And I don't know where we're at on that.
I was kind of holding off till later in the year because it doesn't go effect until July.
Sure.
So we won't see any money till fourth quarter anyway.
Yeah, so I think there'll be some benefit in that, even though there's kind of set up particularly for that. I think they could expand and look at other opportunities. Not necessarily just use the wrap tax, but other things we want to do to pursue grants and things. So.
Yep.
That's all I have.
Okay. Kevin?
I think I just got some questions. How's our youth city council coming along? Have we got some people signed up?
I know a young man brought in an application today, and I know Natalie's been talking to some people and encouraging them to invite friends to come and join us, so I know that she is working on it.
We got this Easter egg hunt coming up. How are we going to facilitate that?
So I know Brittany sent out a text to her pool staff asking for volunteers to come help. Natalie has talked to myself, and I believe Mary Lou, several of us in the admin office are planning to be there to help with it that day, and we were going to see if some of our family members would come help as well. And then Brittany and Natalie, of course, will be there. I think that they have it.
I think you're all right.
I think they do.
That's good. I will be out of town that week, so.
Okay. I'm sure they would turn away any of you if you wanted to come and help with it.
Yeah.
But we got Quinn to dress up as an Easter bunny.
Quinn's going to be the Easter bunny.
That's awesome.
And they are doing it up at the fourplex so that they can kind of separate the groups by age a little easier out on the different fields. I know Brittany's got a lot of the stuff already here in order. She's got it organized.
That's awesome. It's a good idea to run up there.
Anybody that wants to help set up 8:30?
On the 3rd.
On the 3rd.
Saturday.
Yep.
The 3rd?
3rd of April. At 8:30 in the morning. It's one of those to be setting up.
Usually do that in the past. Do they try to separate into groups still?
It did down at the city park, but it got to the point where it was so crowded and hard to get people separated.
Yeah, I think that'll work a lot better.
I think it'll be really nice to be able to do it that way.
And you can probably do it all at the same time. Do it all at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we were doing that down at the city park.
Oh, yeah.
It was just harder to get them separated. And
I gotcha.
This way the littles are a little more protected and aren't going to get trampled.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, that'll work well.
The only other thing is the plants are ordered. Of course, we talked about the pots, but so is the ones for the library and the cemetery. And there's one other.
Cemetery, library.
That's it. Yeah. And the signs, I talked to John again about those. I presented the idea to him, and he went out and looked at it, and he said that would save water, it would save maintenance, it would really be something well, and actually it would be able to be seen. And he's actually put it together, and I said I just need a paper copy to take, he's got it done, but I looked for a text thinking that maybe I could present a dollar amount tonight, but I haven't received that yet. But I'd sure like to.
Me and Colder went for a ride the other night. Well, we went down, measured the road and everything, went up by them. I don't know if the tall grass would be the. We talked about maybe what we need to do is clean up more, just leave the planter boxes like they are so that you can actually see the sign. And clean up a little bit more around the face of them, because like I know we stopped at looking out, especially here on the south end of town, and like there's a bunch of shade brush, like where the lights are on the east side and stuff. And it's more like maybe this year we need to just try it without the plants even, and just see if we can spray that shade brush and clean up a little bit more around the sign to make the sign more appealing.
Well, just not do anything.
Not do anything. Just leave the signs as they are because they really look good. And we're afraid, we was talking, if you put the tall grass in there, if we'd be covering something up, because it would get too tall.
It's one plant on each end, which is not gonna, he looked at it and said you could do one plant on each end, it wouldn't cover anything up. They're not that big, and the only maintenance that would be involved would be trimming those down.
Cutting them down in the fall.
Yeah, so if we don't want anything, that's fine, but we've always had something. I just thought that would be something that would be low maintenance. He says we'd put the fabric in there, and then you'd have the drip system for the plants and whatnot. The only plant you'd have would be the grass, and we talked about some daylilies, which would give it a little bit of color. They're yellow. But then the rock. And so, I don't know. If we don't want to do anything, that's fine. But I think this would be the next best thing. That would be no maintenance.
Right. Well, it might be good to hold off if our, just my thoughts on it, maybe just tell a little bit later in the spring, see where our water sits.
Well, this isn't going
to be... I mean, low maintenance, you say.
You've got a drip system.
Go drive by them and see what you think, because I was really took back more because I hadn't paid enough attention, I guess, to them until really looking at them. It's like...
You know, what got me thinking about them is they went to all that work with those flowers, and then they get froze, and then you can't see them. When
right.
They do a really nice job on them, you can't see them, so...
Yeah.
I just felt like that was a waste. Not a waste. I mean, everybody...
It's a lot of effort on that you don't get noticed.
Yeah, I'd just like to see something enhance it a little bit. Like it gets some attention.
Yeah.
There's lights. I don't know. But anyway, I would suggest that each of you go look at it. You kind of have an idea of the concept of it. It'd be a low-profile, large rock in the center, but it wouldn't cover up any of the wording. That's the primary goal of this, is to enhance them a little bit without hiding any of the wording.
What if you do, because you go into some of these other cities like Moroni, now you got a whole bunch of stuff around on the outside, like you're talking maybe, and what if you have some kind of art stuff where you put some rocks around the outer side of the kids or something, paint and do some kind of art stuff just to kind of catch your attention?
Down lower on the
ground? Down low, yeah, not anywhere around the sign, just kind of on the outer. Something to kind of make a little bigger area that gives it more attention. I mean, nothing that costs any water. Well,
everybody go drive by them. See what you think.
Anyway, that's all I have. The rodeo committee is working full speed on their plans and everything. I missed that last meeting. I think had it.
They didn't have it.
Earlier. They didn't have it?
No.
They just have it when I called.
They have an Easter one instead of the 4th of July.
Oh. No. The rodeo committee did have a meeting. They held one here. Because they remember of my key.
I was talking about the overall celebration.
Oh, the overall, yeah, they only did Easter.
Yeah, I thought I missed it too, but they didn't have it.
Actually, they did, but Natalie and Brittany were the only ones that came.
Yeah, we weren't invited.
Well, I had it written down for one time, and it was earlier. It was 1 o'clock, and I had it written down for 3 o'clock, so I don't know. Anyway, that's where we're at.
Okay.
They decided at that, Kevin, that they were just going to get Easter over with, and then they'll have a meeting to
along with. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a good plan.
So it's Friday, Saturday, rodeo?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't know yet, or that's what we're looking at.
On 9:30.
Force on Sunday.
Yeah.
So parade on Saturday?
Huh?
Parade on Saturday?
On the 5th.
I've had some calls wondering about.
Rodeo Friday, Saturday?
Yeah. And then the fireworks just follows the last night of the rodeo.
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing on Monday, just back to work, huh?
Okay. Yep.
I've been out of town.
This is
so I didn't get up and see where they are and Stephanie. But I did take a ride around.
I doubt it.
There's a lot going on out there.
It'll be Monday.
Your holiday.
It's Sunday. Following day. Sunday falls, the city will be closed. Yeah.
Yeah, Monday will be a holiday.
Yeah. Hostel will be closed.
No.
Are we having the breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Hospital's having the breakfast.
The hospital's going to do it, or the scouts, and it's still up in debate, but one of them will do the breakfast.
Well, I'd like
right now, it looks like the hospital.
I'd like to tell these guys we got some answers, so.
Yes.
Yeah,
the scouts, I've thrown it out to the scouts, if they wanted to, they could maybe do a Dutch oven in the park. So I don't know what's going to come back.
So, what businesses do we have out there? What do they, I drove out past there today, what do we have? What are they doing? What they doing in that very nice building there, just at the runway, the first one?
The Firebox one?
Is that what he's making, fireboxes in there?
It's the name of the business, it's called Firebox, and a lot of it is
the stove,
survival type stuff that they get in and they ship out.
Oh.
An internet business.
Well, he sure took good care of that building. He really made that a nice part of that park out there, the industrial park. Then Clayton gonna build a building in there on him?
I think so. He's getting his fenced. Barlow's has put up a building. They're shipping out of their building.
Barlow's. Furniture?
No. Barlow's live here in town. It's kind of an internet business. They run out of their building. They're on the other side of the road from the Firebox.
Yeah. Okay. Curiosity. What's the purpose of the road going to the arena?
The hope is that if they need over parking for the arena, that they can come up where the rodeo arena would be moved to.
Out of the industrial park?
No, so the city has that 5 acres safe to move the rodeo ground down there. I'll be able to share the parking lot with the Contour Arena, so that's kind of what they're thinking, is if they need overflow for the arena, they could come up and use that 5 acres to park on.
That's right there on the kind of the north side, right?
Right.
In the runway?
Right.
Northwest corner?
Yeah.
North side?
Yeah. Especially some of these events where they get all these big trucks and the big trailers and everything else that way, then it would give them access to get down into the arena.
Like they got a big open thing out here this weekend.
Yeah, it's big.
World.
My boy said it was $150 a throw.
Yeah, and they have over, he says they're going to have over 800 teams.
Yeah, he was going to get in, and then his horse come up lane. Mm. Won that up in Heber last weekend, so.
Who's that?
By the way.
Already?
Head Veal.
I didn't know he was into that.
Yeah, he done that stuff earlier, and then got into policing and everything, got away from it, and now he's back in it again. Got his horse and everything, but. Yeah, I just wonder what, and Mike Bull, what happened to the big building he was going to put in out there? For his big saw or whatever.
It's in.
The saw's in there?
Uh-huh.
It's in that little green building.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't build something nice for them guys to work in.
It's kind of a mess out there.
Yeah.
It really is. Them guys trying to work on the edge out there at night in that snow.
Under the tarps.
Yeah, they have that makeshift shanty or whatever.
Yeah.
It takes the covering off of the lumber.
They make me nervous because they've got a 55-gallon drum that you try to stay warm and out there raging fire. So I hope they're extinguishing it every night in that big piles of lumber they got out there.
Yeah, that could be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I didn't get a chance to talk to Steph and Brittany, so. A lot going on out there. That's all I got.
Okay. Rondi.
Mainly I just have questions, I guess. I should have had answered before the report, but Holder mentioned the sewer extension's been done. So do we have an agreement with Mark for that 25-foot right away, or do we need to still?
We still need to get that done.
Maybe Kevin Daniels write something up, or something we can do in-house?
I think wouldn't we just get the easement right now?
We need to get it. That's what Rondi's saying. We don't have the same document or the same easement.
Yeah, we have to prepare the easement document.
Yeah.
Should be a document for that, that...
Best thing to do is probably take it to the title company, let the title company do it.
Okay.
So, if I could, speaking of the sewer, was there blockage that caused the backup that went into the hole?
No. When that irrigation line got hit, it filled my manhole full of water and just created a suck, it pushed into those houses. So it was just irrigation water. Once the pipe was able to breathe and catch up, everything went down just fine.
So there wasn't any...
No blockages.
So who's liable on that now?
I didn't know we had any damage.
Oh, they got, yeah.
The rights.
It was Blue Springs. They replaced sheet rock, bird loser.
Irrigation construction company, and the construction company said they were gonna take care of it.
JCI.
Was that one, was that up there?
It actually backed up all the way down, wasn't almost to 500 west down.
It's on Fourth West, is where the house got flooded.
Her basement, she just barely put in brand new carpet and it backed up into it.
Irrigation line?
So is, yeah, drain line. Run the house.
Sorry, Robbie.
So, yeah, she asked me about it. So JCI was putting in that sewer lane, they found the irrigation line, they hit it, as they hit it, it broke, caused all the water to go down the sewer line because it was wide open.
So it was Blue Springs, all right, you guys, did you guys mark that or did somebody else?
We spotted it for them, we'd already found it.
They found it.
Okay.
And everything, yeah.
So when they were coming under the pipe, he pushed a rock through the bottom of it.
I remember you telling me he hit it when he pushed a rock in it, but I didn't ever ask the Blue Springs, I guess, I knew he had a Blue Springs, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, so we'd helped spot it and everything for JCI, so we'd already found it.
Okay.
I know there's gonna be some cost, cause I was, sorry, Elders Corps went down and helped haul all the...
Stuff out.
Stuff out, I mean, the furniture, beds, desks, everything was down there. I mean, Wayne had his office down there, the piano, and everything was downstairs, and I think that sewer water on it, the sewage company told him, goes in the dumpster. So there, we hauled, just, well, you can see that dumpster's just about full of what we hauled up out of that basement that they're gonna have to replace. Water only got that deep. And they had to go around and cut all the trim off of the baseboard and replace the sheet rock.
Couple feet high.
Turned long nasty in the sewer.
Is this just this past week or month or...
Last week. Power plus went down there and took care of the flood damage and everything, so, okay, I'm sorry.
Too fine, I wasn't even aware of that, so. The other thing is we was talking about having a well witcher come and well witch for our test well. I don't know where we're at with that. I should've talked to you before the meeting, but...
I just wanna give it as part of my report. I can just do it right now if you want me to. This is what I got from Devin today, and we've been trying to get back and forth. They have approval from RDA to go ahead with the bids of the treatment equipment and the new well. The next steps to take is that we're gonna sit down. So we're on the same page. We need to set dates for advertisement and opening bid dates to get going on this stuff. Once we have the well bid out and selected, we need to be ready to put together the preliminary engineering report and source protection plan, and we'll get the results of a test well. We need to confirm the proposed location of the treatment plant. Going in, we've thought it makes sense to build the plant closest to the new well on part of the property already owned by the city, of, unless we need other considerations. So right now, Coulter's on vacation the rest of the week, so we're gonna meet with him Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Is the property issue dealt with? I think somebody was telling me that they didn't...
They wasn't quite sure where it was, for sure.
Well, the property, they said that we didn't own the property around the acid house back to the road. Right. I always thought that we did.
I don't know. He just said there was a property issue, and he's never any more.
Maybe they have resolved. I don't know. So.
All right.
Well, that's where that's at.
That's all I have, Mayor. I'm done asking questions.
Oh, I have a question. On the deal Mont sent out, So on the American Rescue Plan Act, do we have any idea on the money that the city's getting out of that and what it uses?
He was telling me today, figures it's gonna be right around $390,000.
So is that gonna be similar to the money of allocations of usages such as the COVID relief?
I don't know all for sure because I haven't read enough to know.
I'm just curious. It'd be good to know what we're getting and kind of, I'd like to know where we're spending it, so if there is something. Because my thoughts is it'd be nice to do the other half of our SCBAs if possible for fire, if that's the same kind of allocation type money.
I know there's going to be a lot more openness because I know he told me that we could probably use it on Aspen Village Road if we wanted to because it would be the low income up there and stuff.
I didn't know what it was, if it's specifically earmarked. I haven't read into it enough to know.
Well, I don't know enough
what
either
it's earmarked for, or if it is earmarked for certain things. But the only reason I say that is because if doing this new truck, if we can get the actual SCBAs at a better rate through at the same time we get the truck, if that makes sense.
What's the cost?
I'm still waiting on a cost back on this other truck to get the bids comparable. The one company we got was just shy of $780,000 for the truck.
Just for the other SCBAs?
We're less than, with the truck, that was included in the truck.
Oh.
So generally, outside of that, for the eight we'd need would be around $70,000. So with the truck cost, that's what I'm hoping, maybe depending where it's at, if they give them to us at a better rate through that, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just a thought.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know the details enough to say yet what we can spend and on what we can't.
One thing you can do is you can pay all your first responder salaries, and it's basically just a transfer because you free up that salary money and it's more discretionary, so just an accounting practice that you could use to be very, very sound on how you're spending that money, if there's any question. I know a lot of communities have done that. I don't know what our salary is for, it's probably close to that, isn't it, for a year?
I don't know what you'd consider first responder. Oh, that's police department, you know, what that involves for sure. So.
I think it's a police department.
So yeah. We'd have to get numbers from Dave because I'm not 100% sure what that would be either.
Fire, we budget $16,000. But I don't know what the police is.
Yeah, well, I don't know for sure either. It's probably, with vehicles and everything, it's probably, I'm guessing, probably $550.
That's what I was thinking. I know it was somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just kind of curious where it'd be just good to know, just as a heads up of where it's all going. You know, even if the other thought was if that is allocated, we could use towards the pool where it's been in the red or something, you know. That 20, was it 20,000 or whatever that's been operating in the red?
Right.
Would help with that, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it's got the same stipulations.
I don't know enough yet. I haven't read it, so. Or seen the exact dollar amount.
I guess my question is that maybe we ought to look at it and see what we can spend it on and make our best decisions of what we can spend, yeah, of what its use is for.
Yep. Anything else, Jeff? Speaking of money, I know Dave talked to me getting close to doing this for next year's budgets. If anybody on the council has any budget requests or anything sees that we need to do, now's the time to start getting them in so we can get it in the budget.
I'll be in state.
So, Julie Reese is going to run the Miss Mount Pleasant pageant. She applied and is going to do that.
Wow, that's cool.
For us. Then I got another email today on that Wills and Ice Cream done by the PTA. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to respond to that.
Yeah, I've emailed back to them, talked to them, so they're excited.
I need to respond back, I haven't.
Yeah, I've talked to her, so as far as fireside.
Okay. And then the other thing is RL gave me a April Fool's Radio Day, if we'd like to donate to Search and Rescue.
I think we have in years past, haven't we?
Seems like it.
It seems like we have in years past.
I don't know.
I want to say it was $100 in years past.
It was 50 or 100, I thought.
It's 50 or 100, I don't remember which, but...
I think we split it between the power department and public work.
Yeah, I think it's 100 bucks.
I give the 100 bucks, we each pay 50.
I think it was just as a city though, wasn't it? It's how they recorded on the radio, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's a city, I think.
Yeah.
Now, Mount Pleasant's $390,000.
Is that what it's being allocated?
See, I left...
I've seen that, I've seen the amount from the state, and that's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, with the donation then?
I am.
That's, okay.
Do we need a motion on that, or some money? Or anything?
Actually, come on, your claims register for you to approve.
Yeah, so, okay. So we are right that way. That dollar amount, we're all right. So, that is, I think, all I have.
And I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay.
Let's make a motion.
Yeah. Gary, can you get a picture with you, so we can put it in the paper? No.
I got a couple things I want to run by.
Because I forgot to do that.
You're gonna get your hands some mud for the picture, bud.
We gotta do that, Gary, we forgot that.